the European Union.
One of the most effective means of population control is vaccination. And the average individual finds it difficult to believe that they would be vaccinating our children because they want to destroy fertility. But that indeed is the case. And basically, of course, before we started the vaccination programs in America, we didn't see autism. I mean, autism was very, very rare. One in every 10,000 children, at the most two in every 10,000 children. Today, after we started doing extensive vaccinating back in the early 1980s, today in the United States, one in every six children has a neurodevelopmental abnormality or learning disability. One in nine children is asthmatic. One in 11 to 12 children has severe allergies. One in 66 boys has autism, and their lives are destroyed, and the lives of their family are destroyed. One in every 90 to 100 children has autism. One, Sydney, in every 450 children has juvenile diabetes, which is an autoimmune disease, and you seldom, if ever, see these in children who have not had, vaccination. You don't see them in the Amish children or in the Mennonite children who have not been vaccinated. But when they actually stopped putting mercury in the childhood vaccines in the United States, they left it in the childhood vaccines that are given to the little black children and brown children in Africa. And who is financing that? Why, William Gates. But William Gates is one of the major people behind population control. Why would the man behind population control be financing and spending hundreds of millions of dollars to vaccinate little black and brown children throughout the world? Why, very simply, because it destroys their fertility. Not only their fertility, but the fertility of their children and the fertility of their grandchildren. And it works this way. You see, basically, it's all controlled by genetics, and they know what genetics is. It's called epigenetics. And if you can turn off the fertility genes in one generation, then when they have children, if they have any at all, why, their genes will be turned off. And by the time you get to the third generation, my question is not going to be having hardly any children at all. That's exactly what they're doing. They know what they're doing. Now, we were talking about vaccination. Vaccination, certainly, it is the mercury in the vaccines that is toxic, but it is the whole vaccination process. It is an imitation of the normal disease process. But instead of going through the normal three stages of response to infection, you only go through two of them. And many times the immune system, which ordinarily should turn off, of course, after you're immune to the disease, because you've used an artificial means of stimulating the immune system to prevent a disease, the immune system doesn't turn off. And people get autoimmune diseases like rheumatoid arthritis and lupus, and various types of thyroiditis, and various types of myalgia, and multiple sclerosis, and anterior lateral sclerosis, or Lou Gehrig's disease, and a myriad of diseases that are exploding in America today, and nobody can figure out why. And basically what we're doing is attacking the mind. We're attacking it with mercury, and we're attacking it with aluminum. And we're attacking it with fluoride in the drinking water because there is no safe level of fluoride in the drinking water. Fluoride is a deadly poison. And fluoride, of course, decreases fertility. It lowers intelligence. It's carcinogenic. It produces osteoporosis of the bones. It disrupts thyroid function. It disrupts the immune system. It disrupts the endocrine system. They know what they're doing. And basically, of course, when they fluoridate the water, of course, why usually they use something called hydrofluosilicic acid. And, of course, that will leach. It's very, very toxic. It leaches the lead out of brass faucets. It leaches the lead out of solder in older pipes. And in those places where they use hydrofluosilicic acid, and believe me, that is 90% of the communities where they fluoridate the water. And they fluoridate the water in 68% of communities across America. But in those areas where they actually use the hydrofluosilicic acid, and this work was done by Dr. Robin Masters back at Dartmouth University, Dr. Masters talks about the study done by the CDC, so they know what's going on. And they found that in the areas where they had fluoridated the water with hydrofluosilicic acid, in white children, the incidence of lead in the children's blood doubled. In Hispanics, it went up 4 times. In blacks, it went up 6 times. Why is that important? Why? Because lead in the brain leads to criminal activity and rage and irresponsible activity. And of course, what they're doing is poisoning the blacks. And today, suddenly 1 in every 30 adult people in the United States is in prison, probation, or parole. But among the black population between 21 and 31, 1 in every 3 blacks is in prison, probation, or parole. And Dr. Robin Masters had checked out the statistics comparing areas where they fluoridated the water with hydrofluorosilicic acid and where they did not. And of course, you could directly correlate the amount of criminal activity, especially among the blacks, with the communities where they fluoridated the water. So they know what they're doing.
They